Horse Sense, written by Devil in the Details, and read by Corey Cathonia. Rated for general audiences and no archive warning supply. For the fandom of Tortle by Tamora Pierce. Featuring the characters of Tobias Boone, Peach Blossom, Neeland of Queenscove, and Caladri of Mindelan. With the additional tags of Wild Magic, Conversations, Advice, Friendship, Hurt Comfort, References to Animal Abuse, References to Child Abuse, and Healing. The boy, clinging like a swarm of flies to Peach Blossom's belly, smelled of wilderness, blood-sucking fleas, and the fear sweat that came from living under the constant threat of a lash. But Peach Blossom felt a kinship with him, as he had Stefan the Hostler and Chorus, and the one who called herself the Wild Mage when she whispered in his ears and mind. He remembered what it meant to have a master who kicked ribs and whipped flesh until it bruised like a grape, or scarred like a battle wound. And he could see the boy watching his mistress warily, as Peach Blossom would a snake that crossed his path, as she left the stables where he had found dry straw on his cold, damp march north. "She won't beat you." Peach Blossom nuzzled the boy's matted hay hair and knew the boy would understand him as he did the boy. "She doesn't want to break you, just make you whole again. She never used a spur or whip on me, and never yelled that she'd send me to pasture." "What about that one?" The boy was staring at Peach Blossom's favorite person to bite, who was extending a hand Peach Blossom was tempted to chew, toward the boy wrapped warm as a flea-infested blanket around Peach Blossom's chest. "He tastes salty and squeals like a pig being slaughtered when you nip him, but he won't hurt you. And if he does, just take a chunk out of him." Peach Blossom wickered into the boy's cheek. "I can't bite him, but my fleas can." The boy released Peach Blossom and took a tentative step out of Peach Blossom's stall. And Peach Blossom sensed that his wildness would be tamed long before Peach Blossom's. The end.